Monday. Today is October the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, back on Friday, the WASDE report, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report, came out revising the numbers from what we had earlier in the year and giving us a better outlook on what is expected to be in the supply chain. We'll have all the details of that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the USDA's latest WASDE report came out on Friday afternoon. It showed record corn and soybean yields and really a perfect harvest weather scenario going on across much of the country. If we take a look at the corn side, with traders looking for a slight decline in yield from the September report, the October WASDE instead reported a 0.2 bushel per acre increase to a record of 183.8 bushels per acre. That led to a crop of 15.203 billion bushels, which is 17 million bushels higher than in the September on unchanged harvested acres of 82.7 million acres across the nation. Now, beginning stocks were lowered by 52 million bushels based on the lower September 1 grain stocks estimate of that September 30 report. And ending stocks for the 24-25 corn were at 1.999 billion bushels. That's 58 million bushels lower than what they had in September, but just above what the trade expected. The Dow Jones pre-report survey of traders predicted ending stocks of 1.94 billion bushels, and corn exports for the 24-25 year were increased to 25 million bushels to 2.325 billion bushels. That would account for the strong early sales price. The season average price for corn then was left untouched. They're calling it at $4.10 a bushel. Now, if we take a look at soybeans, as with the corn, the USDA reported a record large soybean yield, that being 53.1 bushels per acre. It was actually down 0.1 bushel per acre from what they reported in September, but still produced a record large crop of 4.586 billion bushel, up 10% from a year ago, close to what was expected by traders. Harvested acres are at 86.3 million acres. That was left unchanged from the last report. And ending stocks were pegged at 550 million bushels, or about 8 million bushels above where traders had estimated, and the largest carryout we've seen in 6 years. The average season price for beans was left unchanged. 1080 a bushel is what they're going to call it. Soybean meal and bean oil season average prices also remain the same at about 320 per ton and 42 cents per pound, respectively. If we take a look at wheat, the U.S. wheat production was decreased by 11 million bushels to 1.971 billion bushels. Imports were raised 10 million bushels to 115 million, and feed and residual use rose by 10 million bushels, while exports were left unchanged. So ending stocks actually dropped more than expected by 16 million bushels to 812. That's down 17% from a year ago. And by class, changes included ending stocks for spring wheat falling by 12 million bushels. The red, soft red, was down 15 million. Durham was 9 million higher. So the season average price for wheat, they left that unchanged at $5.70 a bushel. And planted and harvested acres were increased on the wheat. Harvested acres rose by 600,000 acres to 38.5 million, but the yield did fall one bushel, now at 51.2 bushels to the acre. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about Hurricane Helene. As a senior Ag Department official recently explained how Hurricane Helene impacted agriculture and some ways the USDA is assisting producers in their recovery efforts. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
What are some of the impacts to agriculture associated with Hurricane Helene's path through the southeast at September's end? Agriculture Undersecretary for Food Production and Conservation Robert Boddy is among those who acknowledge a full scope of damages is weeks, even months away. Yet there are preliminary indications how farms and forests in the impact zones fared. The undersecretary at a recent federal post-hurricane response briefing said from a federal crop insurance perspective,
our crop insurance program has 20,000 policies for farmers in the path of the storm. Biggest hit are corn, soybeans, cotton, peanuts, and orchards. Those policies cover about $7 billion in liability.
Further breaking down specific crops and locales where hurricane damage is expected.
In Georgia, the pecans, other parts of North Carolina, apples, other orchards there, Florida, citrus. It's been widespread, more fruits and vegetables in Florida, Georgia, cotton, corn, soybeans, more traditional commodities.
Regarding livestock in the Helene impact zones,
there's significant impacts to livestock as well, particularly poultry. There are dozens and dozens of poultry houses that have been knocked down. Likewise, livestock operations.
The undersecretary explained some of USDA's response efforts for ag-impacted producers and operations. Those include,
our Farm Service Agency is streamlining our programs, requiring less documentation from farmers, removing some of the environmental requirements so that we can help farmers with livestock, orchards, uninsured crops, and other things
in a more expedient manner.
Our Natural Resources Conservation Service is working to make conservation programs, emergency environmental quality incentive program funding available
to assist with both cleanup and restoration of lands and watersheds. While some USDA service centers in impact areas face both power outages and local staff impacted by such, efforts are underway to not only restore service at those offices, but as well.
Our expectation is in the days and weeks ahead, we will surge staff from headquarters and elsewhere to those offices to satisfy increased demand.
Undersecretary Bonnie adds Helene impacted producers also have a phone resource for assistance.
FSA has a call center, 877-508-8364, that farmers can reach out to.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.